This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's like Apple iOS versus Android, Nikon versus Canon. Which side are you on? When this question is asked, what's the big problem solver, government policy or market forces? We stay in touch with an ongoing scientific survey of millennials that works to be sure that people of color are well represented in the sample. University of Chicago political science professor Kathy Cohen is the founder of this Gen Forward survey. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Give me a sense. What did you ask? What did you find?
Well, we wanted to know if they thought, given kind of the complex economic issues that the country is facing, if they believed that the free market could handle it all, or if they thought, in fact, we needed a strong government to kind of address these issues. So what we found is that, in fact, across race and ethnicity, young people, millennials, favor a strong government, right? They do not believe, in fact, that the free market alone can handle the economic issues that face the country, and in particular, face their generation. Now, what's interesting is that when we kind of parse the data by party ID, looking at Democrats, Independents, and Republicans, we found a little bit of a different pattern. So maybe as people will expect, Democrats and to some degree independents, majorities, believe in fact in a strong government is needed to deal with economic issues. But for Republicans, a majority still believe in fact that the free market is enough to handle the kind of complex economic issues that we face today.
Did you come right out and ask about capitalism? What do you think of capitalism?
Believe it or not, we actually did. We asked questions of favorability, we call them. So how favorable do you feel about capitalism? And then how favorable do you feel about socialism? This is a generation that's grown up in a kind of post-Cold War environment. This is a generation that turned out in large numbers for Bernie Sanders, a democratic socialist. And I think for many of them, socialism is not the dirty word that it was for other generations. A majority does not kind of support either capitalism or socialism, but 44% of African Americans feel favorable towards socialism, where only 34% feel favorable towards capitalism. Now, if we look at young whites or white millennials, we see, in fact, the pattern almost switches. 54% of young white millennials feel favorable towards capitalism. So real differences based on race and ethnicity when thinking about capitalism and socialism.
Right, because this is about our market forces pulling in the right direction to help with people's prosperity, or do you need some policy intervention to correct the problems that the market might throw up? And that's what people seem to be wrestling with when you ask these questions.
Right, and I think they're also kind of just answering the questions in part from their lived experience. So if we look at something just like unemployment, we know that for 25 to 34-year-olds, the African-American unemployment is over twice what it is for young whites, and that the unemployment for Latinx millennials is also significantly higher. So when you think about kind of their lived experience and thinking about their kind of economic conditions, they for sure are thinking, well, why wouldn't I be open to socialism if, in fact, it can provide more economic opportunities for me, for my family, and my community?
I mean, these are mushy terms. I mean, you might hear the word socialism and think of modern European-style democratic socialism, or you might think of repressive old-style Soviet communism. And the same with capitalism, rapacious capitalism, or the kind of capitalism that brought us Silicon Valley.
I think that's absolutely right. We can't control for how respondents think about these issues. But I would suggest that I think for many young people, there was a kind of reintroduction to socialism in the form of Bernie Sanders, right, who many people thought of as someone's grandfather. And so the idea that there's a kind of scary socialist country somewhere that is repressing its people was challenged by the ideas of Bernie Sanders, who talked about kind of free tuition and economic stability for all people. So I think there's a kind of reintroduction and a rethinking of what socialism means, especially for this generation, and especially for a generation, again, who many entered the job market under the Great Recession. They are looking for kind of increased opportunity and really attention to kind of questions of fairness, inequality, and poverty that gesture towards rethinking socialism.
And you took this frame, this idea of, you know, free markets are pretty much the way to go, or policy intervention by government the way to go, and asked about the government's handling of the current economy. What did you learn from the millennials on that?
So millennials, again, we see a split. And again, this kind of reminds us that this kind of idea of a monolithic millennial generation is a misnomer. But when we ask about kind of is the government doing a good job of strengthening the economy, we see a split. Again, African-American and Latinx millennials are less likely, less than majority, to think that, in fact, the government is doing a good job strengthening the economy, where Asian-American and white millennials, over a majority, believe the government is, in fact, doing a good job. And again, I think this reflects kind of their kind of lived experience in terms of economic opportunities. Again, when we look at partisanship, we see a similar pattern of division, with Republicans overwhelmingly believing that the government is doing a good job strengthening the economy, about 78%, and less than a majority of Democrats or independents believe the government is doing a good job. So, you know, a split with regards to party ID and also some kind of divisions and splits around race and ethnicity that we want to pay attention to.
And some of that must be a referendum on the Trump administration. Is the government doing a pretty good job right now? The guy at the helm, that may be a commentary on Trump.
Absolutely. I mean, I think especially when we look at the data by party ID or partisanship, what we're getting are feelings about the current government and the current president. But I think that, again, even if you think about some type of Democratic coalition, there's a split in that Democratic coalition, right, between blacks, Asians, and Latinx millennials, with the majority of Asian millennials saying, in fact, that the government is doing a good job. So, you know, I don't think we can just resort to kind of party ID and feelings towards the president to explain the divisions and the differences that we're seeing.
Back to your broader point, millennials' perception of the hand of government in piloting economic policy or letting the free market do its thing. Some of this is defined by recent history. The millennials joined the workforce at around the time that the economy was falling through the floor in the Great Recession.
That's right. I mean, but I would even go back further. I mean, many millennials, in particular African-American and Latinx millennials, were kind of grew up under a kind of neoliberal regime, some would say, where there was disinvestment from their communities and less economic opportunities as well as schooling opportunities. And so while we will focus often on the kind of Great Recession, I think the changing structure of the economy, the impact in particular on communities of color and the lessening of opportunities quite often for those who are most vulnerable have an impact on how these young people think about the economy, but think about kind of systems in the economy, whether they are capitalism or socialism or the free market and the strong government. So we'd have to kind of take a broad view, I think, when really trying to understand how millennials think about the economy.
So the Great Recession, but also the long-term effects of freer trade, about growing income inequality as technology comes online, just a lot of stuff going on.
That's absolutely right. And some of this, I might say, we can see in some of the favorability towards what I would call economic institutions. So if you look at something like labor unions, overwhelmingly, in a way that's surprising for most, overwhelmingly, millennials across race and ethnicity have favorable positions or favorable views of labor unions. When we look at something like banks, there's a kind of middle ground there, with African-American and Latinx millennials having a little less than a majority of support for banks, while Asian-American and white millennials have a little more than a majority in terms of favorability towards banks.
So you asked about labor unions and about banks. What about corporations in general?
Well, what we find is that there's even less support for the idea of large corporations, right? About a third of millennials across race and ethnicity hold favorable views towards corporations. And I think part of this is a kind of narrative about corporations and corporate greed really kind of driving inequality, also kind of wreaking havoc on the economy and, you know, in their experience, really creating the Great Recession. So when we think about kind of how young people experience the economy, sure, we can use the frameworks of capitalism and socialism or even kind of the strong government versus the free market. But also it kind of impacts and it frames how they think about specific units in the economy, from labor unions to banks to large corporations.
The ongoing scientific survey is called Gen Forward. Kathy Cohen is a political science professor at the University of Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you.